From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. NPR has confirmed that President-elect Obama has selected former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota to head the Department of Health and Human Services. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
Daschle has been one of Obama's closest confidants, and his name cropped up early to head up the effort to overhaul the nation's health care system, a top priority for the new administration. Since losing his Senate seat in 2004, Daschle has made health care a particular focus of his work, even writing a book on the subject. Former Senate colleagues, including Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, welcomed the news.
Tom is a person we all respect. He understands both sides of the Hill. He'll come in here with a lot of respect.
A formal announcement is expected soon. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The heads of the big three domestic car companies were on Capitol Hill for a second day today, pleading their cases, though lawmakers for the most part appeared unmoved. Top Senate Democrats said it appears a bill to rescue the Detroit automakers is stalled, and they urged the Bush administration to move to help prop up the industry if congressional efforts fail. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said while he hopes a deal can be reached on an additional $25 billion in aid for the automakers, he said that may not happen. GM CEO Rick Wagoner repeated his claims the collapse of the U.S. auto industry could lead to the loss of 3 million jobs. U.S. Senate Budget Committee today discussed what another stimulus package might look like. NPR's Jeff Brady has that story.
Democrats and most of the panel of economists invited to speak seemed in favor of a new package, perhaps in the $400 billion range. Committee Chair Kent Conrad from North Dakota said part of the money should go to local infrastructure projects. Just in his state, he says there are $300 million of such projects ready to go.
Engineering is completed, design is completed, land is acquired. They are ready to let contracts if they have the money.
The one conservative economist invited to speak said Congress should focus on rebates and spending cuts instead. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve officials have predicted the U.S. economy will slow next year at a much faster rate than previously thought. They also said the unemployment rate will climb. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
The Fed released the minutes of its last meeting on October 29th. At that meeting, policymakers decided to cut interest rates to levels seen only once since 1958. The minutes provide an indication of what Fed officials were thinking at the meeting. They spoke of significant weakness in the economy. They said growth will be no higher than 0.3% this quarter, and the economy could shrink next year. Officials suggested at the meeting that additional policy action may be needed, which means the already low interest rates could come down even more. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Another difficult day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 427 points. This is NPR. Al-Qaeda has released an 11-minute tape where its second-ranking leader attacks President-elect Barack Obama, referring to him as the direct opposite of honorable black Americans such as Malcolm X. Aman Zawahiri also used the derogatory term House Negroes to refer to the president-elect, along with former and current Secretaries of State Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. The Al-Qaeda leader said that Mr. Obama's election will not change U.S. policies of oppressing Muslims and others, and he said plans by the president-elect to shift troops to Afghanistan are, quote, doomed to fail. Plans to open a gay-friendly public high school in Chicago have been dropped, at least for now. The Chicago School Board was scheduled to vote on that plan today, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The proposal for a gay-friendly high school is on hold, but organizers like Bill Greaves, the city's liaison to the gay community, says it's needed since statistics show that many gay, lesbian, and bisexual students are often at risk.
For many different things, for violence, suicide, dropping out, and we decided that there should be another option.
But critics, including ministers, the mayor, and even some gay activists, voiced concern about segregating gay students, so the design team changed the name of the school, dropped language in the plan specifically focusing on gay students, and reiterated that any student who had been bullied or harassed could attend. Now the organizers say they'll wait a year before presenting the proposal to the school board. Some felt it had been too watered down. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has conceded defeat in his reelection bid against Democrat Mark Begich. Stevens, the longest-serving Republican in Senate history, said in a statement today there are not enough still uncounted ballots for him to catch up with his rival. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.